With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Recovery efforts are in full swing after Category 4 Hurricane Helene barreled into the southeastern part of the United States. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to those locally involved in relief work.
It's been about 2 weeks since Hurricane Helene made landfall. In the Northwoods, many quickly jumped into relief mode, organizing aid trucks and donations for hard-hit areas like western North Carolina. Todd Frederick, former president of Freemark Innovations, organized a fundraiser through St. Stephen's United Church of Christ in Merrill to support his friend. Bob Morris lives in Waynesville, North Carolina, in the mountains west of Asheville. Frederick says they've been friends for over 20 years.
Been trying to get a hold of him, and he finally got a chance to call me yesterday. He has to walk up a mountain through a cell tower and sit under the cell tower to get a call out. And he and I had a chat about what's going on, what they needed. And their little town and the area around it has just been devastated.
Morris has a herd of 1,200 cattle, including 250 milkers, that he was left unable to feed after his barn and milking station were destroyed by rain and floodwaters. All of his crops were ruined. Frederick asked Morris what he needed, and Morris explained he's in desperate need of hay to feed his herd. That's when Frederick organized this hay drive through the church. He says they've received about 15 truckloads of hay so far, and that monetary donations will go towards funding transportation costs, which can reach $4,000 per truck. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
To support small farmers, you can also donate to organizations like the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project, which is working to get relief to mom-and-pop farms. We have a link at our website, WXPR.org. Much of the Northwoods is now in moderate to severe drought. It comes as cranberry growers are in the thick of harvesting. Grant Holly is the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. He says drought conditions aren't impacting harvest, but it is something they're keeping a close eye on. Growers flood the fields over the winter so the ice can protect the crops.
Water is the lifeblood of cranberry. We don't really use it. We just sort of borrow it because it's just making those water levels to be able to help protect the bushes. But yeah, that is something we're paying attention to. It's not detrimental yet, but it is going to be something we have to watch in the wintertime.
James Lake Farm in Three Lakes grows organic cranberries. Owner John Stauner says he could use some rain and some more workers.
We're scrambling, and the labor market's tight, and we have people that have come from Colorado to come back to harvest.
Harvest will continue through the end of the month. Court action yesterday and today for the two Lincoln Hills inmates facing homicide and battery charges in the death of correctional officer Corey Pruill. Mike Leishner has the latest.
Javarius Hurd, who is accused of knocking Pruill backward on a hard surface, causing him to hit his head, was in court Wednesday for a preliminary hearing. Both sides had the chance to talk with witnesses, and court records show a video of the incident was played. No further court action was immediately set. The 16-year-old remains jailed on a $100,000 bond. Today, an alleged accomplice, Ryan Nyblum, is scheduled to enter a plea for one count of battery. Investigators say he gave Hurd a cup of soap, which he threw in the face of another correctional officer. He then walked away and was chased by Prue.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Firefighters have contained a 26-acre wildfire in the Shawamigan-Nicolay National Forest. It's in the Bear Paw semi-primitive area east of the town of Mountain. USDA Forest Service, Wisconsin DNR, and local volunteer fire departments are working on suppressing the fire. The Forest Service says the fire is between rocky outcroppings, making it difficult to get a direct dozer line in. The decision was made to go indirect with the dozer and burn out a clean control line. The Forest Service is managing the fire. The Bear Paw fire has burned 26 acres and is contained. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Much of northern Wisconsin is at an elevated risk for wildfires right now. The Wisconsin DNR has been encouraging people not to burn. Firefighters give up a lot to serve their communities, sometimes even their lives. The Central Fire and EMS hosted their annual silent parade on Wednesday in central Wisconsin to honor the memory of those emergency workers. It started in Dorchester before going to Abbotsford and Colby. The annual parade honors all firefighters and EMTs who have died in service to their communities. John Austin is battalion chief at Station 2 in Abbotsford.
Because these guys gave their ultimate sacrifice. I mean, at a blink of an eye, anything can happen, a life-changing situation.
The tradition has been going on for decades, held annually during Fire Prevention Week. Austin has been part of the crew for nearly 30 years and said his reason for serving has always been the same.
To help out our community. I mean, if you're ever in it for all the money and the glory, you're just in it for the wrong reason. You try to help out your community and help out your fellow people throughout the community.
He said shows of community support, especially on nights like Wednesday, are heartwarming. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. With less than a month to go before the presidential election, voters in swing states like Wisconsin are likely to hear more messaging about the outcome shaping the future of the nation's highest court. Mike Moen reports.
The court and its conservative majority have come under scrutiny over decisions regarding abortion protections and presidential immunity, as well as ethics issues. Joe Hines of the left-leaning advocacy group Stand Up America says with four of the nine justices soon turning 70, another Trump presidency could push the court even further right.
We are trying to make it clear to voters that when you're voting this year, you're not just voting for a president, you're not just voting for Congress, you're also voting for generations of decisions that will impact you, your family, your children, your grandchildren's fundamental rights.
As for public polling, a majority of Americans back the idea of Supreme Court term limits, but only a small percentage of Republican voters support expanding the court to 15 justices. Most Democrats embrace that possible reform. Some GOP lawmakers have argued certain changes would be unconstitutional. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.